This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is running several programs to alleviate poverty. Ministry of Finance decides not to allow additional posts in public sectors to be created, considering financial liabilities to the government. And China's Hubei province announces tough new measures to try to curb the outbreak, ordering its cities to block roads to all private vehicles. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that the government has been undertaking various programs to meet the basic needs of the people for poverty alleviation. Addressing a program organized in Damak of Chapa district yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said that the government was determined to build an advanced country based on social justice by fulfilling basic needs of people such as education, health and employment. Prime Minister Oli informed that youth employment program, people residence program, various youth and student targeted programs were in operation to alleviate poverty. The Prime Minister said 3,000 kilometers road had been blacktopped and 235 bridges had been built within the 2 years. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli inaugurated a bridge linking Madhumalla of Morang to Damak of Chapa yesterday. The Prime Minister also opened a roadway stretching from Krishna Mandir to Beldangi in Chapa district. Prime Minister Oli reached Chapa yesterday morning to open the roadway and the bridge. The bridge has been constructed at the cost of 302 million rupees, while the road stretching 6.21 kilometers was constructed at the cost of 41 million rupees. Similarly, Prime Minister Oli also handed over the key to a settlement raised under the People's Housing Program yesterday itself. The Ministry of Finance is taking strong measures to check the unnecessary public offices and the addition of new posts in the public agencies. The ministry says it is doing so to curb financial liabilities. The government is adopting a policy of squashing all the bodies working in parallel with the constitutional commissions and the ministries to stop setting up new public offices. The finance ministry has also decided to provide adequate budget to the initiated projects for their completion. The finance ministry also decided to disperse the remaining budget by the end of this Nepali month. The ministry is planning to direct the subordinate bodies to finish contract process of the project by the end of this Nepali month. The finance ministry has decided to provide enough budget for the national pride projects. The European Investment Bank is providing 12.4 billion rupees grant to the government of Nepal for its electricity system upgrading project. Chief of the International Economic Cooperation Coordination Division at the Ministry of Finance, Sri Krishna Nepal, and the Director of the Department in the European Investment Bank, Maria Shaw Bargan, and Legal Counsel at the European Investment Bank, Bora Ogshan Goiti, signed an agreement in this regard yesterday. Ministry of Finance informed that the grant would be utilized in expanding electricity access, increasing electricity supply and facilitating power trade in State 5, Karnali State and the Far West State. He further informed that the Nepal Electricity Authority had aimed to complete the project by December 2023. Nepal and Bangladesh are scheduled to hold ministerial-level dialogues focusing connectivity, energy and trade promotion. A Nepali delegation led by Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali is leaving for Dhaka today morning at the invitation of his Bangladeshi counterpart. The Foreign Affairs Ministry sources have said that the issues such as energy, trade and transit, connectivity, tourism, investment, regional and multilateral cooperation would be discussed during the dialogues. The team comprises the officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies and Ministry of Energy, Hydropower and Irrigation. Foreign Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi said the dialogue would be useful as it would provide a venue for sharing achieved expertise and experiences. The 175 Nepali nationals airlifted from Wuhan of China are in the quarantine facility set up at Kharipati of Bhaktapur. The Nepal Electricity Authority Training Center has been converted into a temporary quarantine station where they will spend at least 2 weeks before going home. Likewise, the members of the crew of the Nepal Airlines aircraft that brought them back have been taken to the drinking water training center in Nagarkot. They include 3 pilots, 2 nurses and 7 other crew members. Upon arrival at the Trivandrum International Airport, all the 175 returnees underwent a health checkup before they were transported via 4 buses to Kadipati. The men, women and the medical teams have been separated into 3 different buildings inside the training center. They will be monitored during their stay at the facility and will be shifted to the Sukhadas Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital or Patan or Armed Police Force Hospital in case any coronavirus suspicion arrives. The people in the facility will not be allowed to meet with their family members or outsiders. However, the visitors' room will inform the family members about the people in the quarantine. A media room has also been set up outside the facility. A round-the-clock joint security provision has been made with the control room overseeing the center. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gokul Prasad Baskota, has urged the school teachers not to knock the doors of politicians and people's representatives for getting promotion or to get transferred at their convenient locations. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the 38th anniversary of Parbat Basic School and inauguration of 6-room newly constructed building at Banepa Municipality, Ward No. 3 yesterday, Minister Baskota said the time for adjustment of teachers had arrived. Similarly, inaugurating the 2-storied 6-room building of the ward office of Banepa Municipality, Ward 3, he added that a law had been passed to recover the amount of contractors failing to complete the construction task within the given deadline. Furthermore, Minister Baskota also inaugurated a newly constructed bridge at Nandi Mata River at Banepa yesterday. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has said that the government has taken diplomatic initiatives to take back the encroached land at Kalapani, Lipulik and Limpiadhura at the Far West border. Inaugurating Far Western Tourism and Trade Fair and Darchula Carnival in Darchula District yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said the government had sent a protest letter to the government of India claiming that the territory are indivisible parts of Nepal. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel reiterated the government's commitment to safeguard national territory, saying no encroachment upon Nepali territory was tolerable to the government. The hearing of the case against former Speaker Krishna Bahadur Mahara will resume today. His hearing was adjourned yesterday. Former Speaker Mahara is in custody following a rape accusation. Registrar at Kathmandu District Court Ananda Prasad Shrestha said the hearing of the case started yesterday at the single bench of the district. Judge Amar Raj Baudil and the court was adjourned due to the lack of time. Registrar Shrestha further said that the verdict would come today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. China's National Health Commission announced that the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak in mainland China had reached 1,770 as of the end of Sunday, up by 105 from the previous day. At least 100 of the new deaths were from the province Hubei, the epicenter of the epidemic. Across the country, there were 2,048 new confirmed infections, about 1,933 from Hubei alone, pushing the new total to over 70,000. On Sunday, Hubei announced tough new measures to try to curb the outbreak, ordering its cities to block roads to all private vehicles. Syrian government forces have made significant advances in their military push against the last major rebel bastion in the country's northwest. which has forced hundreds of thousands of people from their homes. Syrian state television said on Sunday that the Russian-backed forces had liberated all the villages and small towns west of Aleppo City. Backed by Russian air raids, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's troops have kept up the assault on the Idlib region and the areas of neighboring Aleppo and Latakia provinces since December. The offensive has disrupted a fragile cooperation between Turkey and Russia, which back opposing sides in the conflict but have collaborated towards what they say is a political solution to the nearly 9 years long war. Turkey, which supports several Syrian rebel groups in the northwest, has been outraged since Syrian attacks in Idlib province killed 13 Turkish troops in 2 weeks. It has called on Russia to stop the attacks, warning it would use military power to drive back the Syrian forces unless they withdraw from by the end of the month. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern and central hilly regions and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the eastern and central hilly regions. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 22.1 degrees Celsius and minimum of 9.8 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government is running several programs to alleviate poverty. Ministry of Finance decides not to allow additional posts in public sectors to be created considering financial liabilities to the government. And China's Hubei province announces tough new measures to try to curb the coronavirus outbreak, ordering its cities to block roads to all private vehicles. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.